Do you know this feeling when you wake up in the morning and you just gotta do something, like you have to do it, even before drinking your coffee? 'Cause in the past years, I often woke up like this and I loved it. I felt so alive, and I was. I mean, this was the biggest sign of me not living in the 3D world, but in the 5D, if you know what I mean. But seriously, now, it was exhilarating. For example, I woke up and danced to a specific song in my head, and I had to record it and post it, and I had so much fun. It was crazy. By the way, dancing, I haven't been dancing for a while, which is weird, and I don't know why, to be honest, but I guess it's a phase. I guess it will come back. I just hope it's not because I've been in my mind too much lately, 'cause that always scares the hell out of me. Welcome to the Ideal Self Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to support you on a deeply transformative journey of self-love, healing, and manifestation. I share with you how you can embody the person you want to be, your ideal self, and become one with all your desires. No matter where you currently are on your journey, health, wealth, and love are your natural birthright. My name is Anita Broca. I'm a personal development trainer, spiritual mentor, communication scientist, and now your podcast host. I'm so glad you're here and even more excited about supporting you in loving yourself more, in healing yourself, and last but not least, in manifesting with the biggest ease, because all that is possible for you too. Join me on this podcast and start living a conscious, meaningful, and fulfilled life. So welcome back. I would love to say bitches so much, but I feel like I can't. I don't know why. So welcome back, kings and queens, angels and demons, dragons and ducks. Oh my God. I can't. I can't. I wish I could take life more seriously sometimes, but then again, I'm just like, I'm glad I don't. Because I lived so much. I mean, I lived a lot. Lots of BS, lots of truly amazing things. It really feels like I had four or five lives in this earthly life, if it makes sense to you. Maybe you feel this way too, and we can connect more deeply. If so, then you must be truly one of those few people who makes bold decisions, who thinks and lives outside the box completely, and who is inspired to be more and to explore themselves, to explore life and human species. Oh my God, humans on Earth. I hate them so much. I'm just kidding. I love humans and I mean it, okay? I believe in them. Otherwise, I couldn't be an amazing mentor that I am, of course. But I just love animals way more. Let's just make this statement. I'm still kidding. Once I was actually kidding with my mentor about this. We were like making a joke, like, the only thing I realized, darling, the only thing I realized through my personal development and coaching journey is how much I actually hate people. And we laughed so hard. And I guess we kind of stopped for a moment and had to think about it for a second. Like, why did we just say this? But then, you know, of course, there's the big picture and that we are all one, which I truly deeply believe in. And it kind of makes me cry every time I think about it, but not right now. Anyways, we're all in this together, connected through love, and that's all that matters. Anyways, today I woke up and I had this huge urge, this need to record this new podcast episode. I was listening to some of my favorite artists, podcast artists in the last few days, and they inspired me to speak. I missed my voice so much. It feels so good to talk, to actually talk and let it out, especially after 1 week of silence because I was in a meditation retreat. Hell yeah, I did it. Home alone, cut off from the world, only me and the babies, of course, but no internet, no other humans, no outside noise, only books and some downloaded podcast episodes, only me, only my thoughts, my emotions, and my body. So yeah, that's what I did, and I'm so proud of me. It kind of felt like the COVID quarantine, like super challenging, of course, very quiet, very deep and intimate, and extremely healing. So I actually challenge all of you to take a break, 1 damn week from your life, turning off your phone, listening within, turning off the noise, and starting to be aware, conscious, disciplined. Oh my God, this is my word. I am the embodiment of discipline. To actually discipline yourself, to sit down, to tell your body to behave and meditate for 3 times a day. Let's say for 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes. It was for me because it felt amazing. But yeah, it is challenging. And not everybody can do that. So many people have difficulties with meditation, which of course I understand, but darling, you have to be disciplined. You have to love yourself enough just to sit down and stay there and be. That's all. That's all you gotta do. So yeah, it's all this is insane. And this experiment I did, and especially the meditation part, but also just like being in silence, it just takes you to a whole other level of consciousness, to a whole new level of state of being, way of being. It's so good. It's so difficult, but so very rewarding. Yeah. All in all, I just want to say that just like recording this episode today, or going on a meditation, silence experiment, were both inspired actions from my side and not just decisions or something out of motivation. Because we humans tend so often to jump into actions immediately, and it might take us further, but not as far as we thought it would. Because there is huge leverage in visualizing first. There is huge leverage in doing the inspired action and not the motivated one. Does it make sense to you? And can you feel the difference actually? Even just the words, like can you feel them? Because like motivation to me feels so off. It's just stiff. It's hard. It's so mind oriented. Yeah, I don't feel aligned with the word motivation anymore. On the other hand, take the word inspiration. It's fucking breezy. The word breezy is, by the way, my word for 2024, and I love it. Yeah, so the word itself is easier. It feels like more connection. It's more lighthearted. It's more intuitive. And this is how I've been living my life, to be honest, for the past, oh my God, 7 years already. Oh, dear God. 7 years already, yeah. So it's definitely brave, for sure. It's definitely not for everyone. It's very scary at times. But I just trust myself already enough to know when to take an inspired action, what to do with it, and why to do that. And in the meantime, I literally just chill, because I deserve that. I deserve to chill and to relax. We all do. And we need to love ourselves enough to just to simply stop and take some time off and be alone and just read a book and to go out in nature and be in the moment and enjoy our own existence. Yeah. Actually, that's it for now, I guess. I just had to let it all out. I'm literally just gonna take a nap because I got super tired from this. But I love you and I thank you for being here and listening to my soothing voice. And I want to leave you with the following words. Be present today. Be relaxed today. Be in your heart today. And be inspired to take action today.